Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Christy is still moving and Andy's take is coming up right after this.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Christy Lee's so fire-ass hot. This tape is dedicated to her from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols. I bet you're not wearing underwear tonight. Oh, Lord. And we pray there ain't hair under there tonight. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Chill of the night, if you don't wear undies, your booty's gonna get cold. Chill of the night, if you don't wear panties, your body's gonna get stowed. White snakes. Oh. White snake. Ooh. Christy Lee. Better get with me. I just want to get close to you and set my pork sword free. And I just want to get close to you, cause one and one makes three. Yeah. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Chill of the night. Chill of the night. Chill of the night. It gets real cold, so you don't need panties, Christy Lee. You got Donnie and the chill of the night. Chill of the night.
Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee
Hi.
Is in the process of moving, so we're giving her a little extra.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard anything about that.
I'm moved.
Oh, huh. So how's that going?
Great. New house, new things, new.
Yeah. A lot of boxes.
Actually, I learned a new thing.
You got to take a box.
Hiring people?
Unload a box a day.
Book of matches?
No.
Gasoline?
No, we've had the kind of a luxury, because our house isn't sold, that we've had a lot of time, so we're using the reusable totes. So you fill a
that's
tote,
great.
Take it over, unload a tote, bring it back,
no,
fill
see,
a tote.
That's not right.
Yes,
no,
it's
I
great.
Agree.
No, no,
now
no.
Now I know
no.
exactly what's in the box, nope, the things that nope. are stacked up.
Fill a tote, take it to your new house in the basement. Leave it there and never open it up.
Well, there are some. Trust me, there are some of
those. That happens plenty of times, too, doesn't it?
I have a series of time capsules in my basement. Oh, here's when I'm my four houses ago. I wonder what's in there. Uh-oh.
No, we do have that museum as well, but for the most part.
Did you discover any sort of...
I found my cheerleading picture from fifth grade. That was
God, we were hoping you were going to say outfit from high school.
No, I didn't have that. Well, they don't let you keep those. You have to, you rent them. Like,
hi, everybody. This is Andy, Christy's husband.
Andy, nice to see you.
Oh, look, it's Christy's husband.
Thanks, guys.
How's the move going?
I just want 3 minutes by myself. That's all I want. Uh-huh. Just a quiet.
Right.
And she, every time I'd sit down, get all arranged.
I heard that Christy's
turn the TV
Christy
on.
Had to hide all the spoons.
Honey.
Afraid you'd sharpen one and slit your wrists. I know there are no knives around.
Honey, you want to go get a tote? No, I'm watching this show on TV.
Yeah.
Can I have right. 5 minutes?
I'll tell you side? What, Andy's got a lot of
there it is.
Stuff.
That's that sound. That's
there
the
we
sound.
Go. That sounds like too much stuff.
Yes, Andy has too much stuff. How dare you,
I did
Andy.
Not say too much. I said he has a lot of stuff, and a lot of it's really cool. He's got a lot of memorabilia, if you will.
Good, from good save.
So, yeah, memorabilia is the French word for junk.
Yes. I had some memorabilia during one of the legal predicaments. It ended up on the curb for the trash guys.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
My memorabilia.
My
yeah.
memorabilia is gone also.
Yeah, in fact, you know, somebody
forgot her abilia.
We just came up with a great idea for a store.
Divorce-abilia. Yeah.
Have you, did some bitch toss all your stuff? We've got it. That'd be a great... If yep. for the ladies can bring in all the stuff that they're dumping from
right.
old letters from girlfriends, et cetera, and you can come back and get your stuff, it'd be like some kind of love pawn shop.
I have not thrown anything out. He has his area. He's got a big, nice study and a basement. He's got all kinds
oh, he's
of
got a nice area in the basement.
No, he has the whole basement.
No, she put me
well,
in
he
the
gets
basement.
The whole basement. Oh,
yeah.
But still, it is the basement.
Yeah, I can't. I
Buffalo
can't
Bill,
go.
Actually.
He likes the basement, I promise.
I can't
go
yeah, upstairs. He does. Yeah.
But it's, you know what? It's
cool and quiet.
It's quiet
yeah,
in the basement.
I just like to put a door on it.
I want to go down there with the centipedes.
It's really kind of relaxing.
Yeah. I like the dampness. It reminds me of my grave.
Is that black mold? I'll huff it.
We haven't even been married 2 years.
More insulation, please.
Is this insulation have glass in it? I'd like to chew it. Well, so you're moving. You're moving, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How far is it between the house you're moving out of and the one you're moving into?
7 miles.
Not bad.
No, it's not bad. I know the route very well.
Service roads, mostly?
Yeah, a little back roads, country roads.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice. Are you in the same county?
No.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, boy. There,
yeah.
there go your taxes.
Yeah.
They're actually going to go down.
Do you have your papers when the police stop you?
Yeah, right?
I had a little surprise with my taxes.
Oh,
the
yeah?
The last, like, 5 years, I've been paying the wrong county.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, you're supposed to be paying less. We had you marked down in the wrong county.
Oh.
And I go, nah, don't worry about it. I'm sure it's negligible. And then she told me the amount, and I go, go ahead and refile whatever you have to. I didn't realize it could make such a difference.
And be quick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I think I know the counties you're talking about, and oh, yes.
And I also said, hey, I don't have kids, so I shouldn't have to pay any school tax at all. And I couldn't talk her into that.
And also, you've never learned to drive, so I don't have taxes.
I don't use the roads.
Right.
Well, this sounds very exciting, Christy.
The girls are coming home tonight for the first time, too.
That is exciting.
Oh, so they get to sleep. Do you have a little room set out aside for them?
They each have their own room.
It's like having three Christies in the house.
What's that going to sound like?
I don't know.
Could you record that for my car alarm?
I'll be in the basement.
And does your bonus son?
Bonus son has his own room.
Nice.
Yeah. Everybody's got a room.
How old is he?
28.
Okay, so you're not going to have to visqueen it.
Well, that never ends.
Pat Godwin had to visqueen his son's bedroom.
We all went at it pretty good when we were 20. Oh, that's right.
It looks like the set of Dexter in your son's room. I'm right in the middle of it.
What is he, 14?
Yeah, he's 14.
Oh, boy.
That's a good age.
Yeah. No, nobody says that.
I bet $100 there are no crackers in your pantry. It's a time to review some letters. We love to hear from you. Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. And we have... I'm working on that real theme music.
I love this.
Well, we
good,
can't
though.
Play it. I'll tell you why later. I'll explain radio and financial issue.
It never mind.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
I know.
Tens of
no, no. It really is.
No, every time.
Oh, do you get a notice? I see. All right. He just lies to us. Lies right to our face.
No. I'll explain it
like
off the air. Yeah,
no. I'd like to see the notice you got.
Okay,
about
first
that song.
Letter. Hey.
Any song.
What first letter?
That's
unless he plays it. That is okay.
Right. Yeah. That'll happen.
First letter.
The Freddy's fine.
Right.
And the Rivingtons.
And everything else.
This comes to us from BP Junior.
Oh, we got
BP Junior. The Petroleum Baron?
Yes.
No. I just didn't want to give his name.
Okay.
Brian?
Bob Parsons?
Bobby?
Bob Parsons. That's close, actually.
You said the petroleum baron, and he said no.
He just wants to make it clear.
All right, only 3.5 hours left.
Yeah.
This is from.
No, nothing like from, broadcasting with Tom.
This is from Bruce Exxon.
No, yes, and no, but.
He goes, I hate to admit it, but Tom is right.
I hate Bruce.
Now, I was talking about the hotel that we were in Iowa and my shower. Now, it was very nice.
God, how many letters did you go through until you got to one that verified your story?
The very first one.
I don't believe you.
You probably had a lesser shower because I made sure that I had the nicest room.
Well, you are the boss.
Christy, I don't know.
My room was nicer than yours because you weren't in my room.
Okay? I know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute. By definition, my absence defines your presence.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Bruce was at the same hotel?
No, but he had a similar experience. He was at a Hampton Inn. You can't, normally you can reach in, turn the shower on, get the water up to temperature, and then get in.
Dude. Right, right.
In this one, the way there's a non-movable glass door, you've got to get in the shower and turn it on. Yeah. So either you turn it and run out and get sprinkled, or you get up against the wall.
This happens, and you know.
Real man, it doesn't bother them.
A road dog for a while. And the trick is, no matter where I'm at, no matter the shower setup, I try to pull that shower head down as far as possible so that it goes
well,
right.
Well, aren't you lucky you can reach it, bragger?
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't consider that.
Yeah, and Christy didn't take her stool because Andy wanted it in case he decided to kick it out from underneath himself when with the
I'm gonna need that stool later. Yeah. Don't take it.
Take the bolo tie, tie it on a pipe, kick the stool, and the relief that death will bring.
Andy, why did you half saw the legs off this chair?
Never you mind. Are you ever in a hotel and you've got the door open and you're in the bathroom and you're seated and you look over and there's that mirror that's in every hotel room.
So annoying.
Never great.
And all of a sudden you catch a, hey, how's it going? Okay. All right.
Who is that sad man?
Who's that sad wrinkled man?
You never look pumped.
What happened to him? Yeah.
Life is beating
me. My goodness.
I had a buddy who said the biggest thrill for him, remember when a lot of hotels would leave the USA Today out in front of your door?
Yeah.
He said the thrill was to get it naked.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And not look out the eye hole.
Don't care if anybody's walking
just
down the hall.
The thrill was the risk of maybe getting caught grabbing.
Oh, and then being put into a paddy wagon and being on some sex offenders list, having to walk around the neighbors and go, hi. No, I'm not delivering USA Today. I brought it from the street. I'm going to every house.
I don't want
to
know the judge who would.
A sexual perversion.
It's not a sexual perversion. It's funny.
If you're caught.
You could be caught urinating.
I could go into great detail about something that happened where people were urinating at an outdoor concert and they got picked up and they got charged with a sexual crime.
You should give a TED talk on how many things you can be paranoid about, but you haven't thought about it yet. You'd really cover some ground.
Right now, there's some guy that wasn't paranoid on a marble slab at a morgue.
Here we go.
You know, if only I listened to Tom.
Didn't you get
probably the most serial outdoor uriner we know?
He loves it.
Or urinator, I should say.
Yeah. How do you not? Well, never mind.
I've never been caught because I'm good at it.
We got to call the cops on him one day.
Well, that guy was good at taking his paper without getting caught.
I mean, can you imagine? You open the door naked, and there's some little boy and his mom walking by. She goes to her room, calls the front desk. The cops knock on your door, haul you away in cuffs.
You know what? I'd look at that woman. I grab my junk. I go, you want any of this before I put it away?
Oh, no. Okay. Now you're not just going to jail. Now you're going to prison.
Well,
Tom peed in the casino. Parking lot last time with me.
Absolutely, he did.
Went in to check in.
Yes.
What a menace.
It was light out.
He's a monster.
Joe Exxon, what did I say his name was?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Junior. He experienced the same thing. So,
okay. Nobody different.
So your trick is a good one. You take the shower head, point it at the wall.
Yeah, the wall or down. It's right to the.
He said down.
Yeah. Okay. But I have, when that doesn't happen, I have gone all the way to the wall.
So. And I know that you know when they were designing it, they thought it was really cool.
Well, but,
again, this is where every architect should be forced to actually use the things they have to do. Every architect should be tied to a wheelchair and made to go through every building and see how incredibly inconvenient they've made it for people that are disabled. Just a thought.
Many laws about...
Fine.
I know when you were pushing your dad around in 48, things were a little narrow, I'm sure.
And turns out all he had to do was just stand up.
Oh, my God.
That polio was a scam.
Yeah, I heard he just wanted to get out of Nam.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, when that war started, he was only 60.
Right.
Last time I heard, they weren't drafting 60-year-olds, but you never know.
How old was your father when you were born?
That's what I was going to ask.
Can you think?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Was it 60?
Youngest, right? Yeah.
No.
Because he was old, man, when I... Yeah.
Give me a second.
50-something.
30-something. He was in his late 30s.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, that's almost normal.
That's
now,
not, yeah.
I was being a little bit of nostalgia.
Oh.
Talking about the old days, and as I like to do. There was a time when one would go bowling, and they didn't have the... communist computer that is, this is hooked up to some White House agency. They know every bowling score. They've got your cameras on you.
And here's another letter verifying my problem.
Snowden tried to tell us about these bowling alleys.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't want to hear it.
I don't like the fact that they score automatically because it was such a difficult math problem to score in bowling. As Christy points out, you get to that 10th frame and somebody gets a spare. All of a sudden it's, oh, my God, I've got to get somebody on the phone. How do you score this?
You're right.
Got a nice letter here from Chicago, from Brad in Chicago.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of a bowling league? That's right.
I have been an avid bowler for the past 35 years. I, too, miss manual scoring.
Boy, oh boy.
As a kid, I would keep score at the tournaments at my bowling alley in the overhead projector days. No, I hated those, too. I just like the paper. You could doodle. Yeah. The overhead projector that everybody could
see. People could see what you're doodling.
I'm known for my doodles, much like John Lennon's doodles.
I would typically make $10 a squad plus tips, doing 2 to 3 squads on a weekend. As a 10-year-old kid, walking out with $50 to $75 was, all caps, awesome.
Oh, of course.
What's he talking about? A squad?
What's a squad?
A bowling team.
Oh.
In other words, he would keep
score. He would keep score for people and not bowl.
Yeah, during tournaments, yeah.
Well, that's dumb.
It was a little. I think it's an awesome.
It's a great job for a kid.
For a kid,
yeah.
Did you have a job when you were a kid?
Me?
Yeah.
I baled hay. You remember that?
You did for 3 hours.
I still baled hay
for 3 hours.
Yes.
Did you have? You didn't have a job like when you were in junior high school.
What do they call those, bailiffs?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mowed yards a couple days. I didn't.
Sure. Couple days.
Wow. Really, well, are you a moment?
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't we go with Moman from now on?
I was a Moman.
I was a Moman.
I'm sure it was really fun for this guy.
I have no doubt.
You make that kind of money.
It's because he agrees with you. We can't have every letter agreeing with you in some form or fashion. We can't.
Yeah, this can't be our show from now on.
That's our show now. You making these accusations and these weirdos coming out of the wall.
I am not going to read the one
preach,
that begins.
Preach, Tom, preach.
Dear genius.
You're a genius.
Dear genius.
What the hell's going on?
Can you score bowling? Do you know how?
Yeah, it wouldn't take me long to remember, but it's like 10 plus the next 2 balls or some dumb
thing.
Depends
if it's a strike or a spare.
Right, yeah, yes.
Sure.
Yes, I'm familiar with the terms. Oh, we have a letter here. Tom is right. They do call that a strike.
Yeah, that's a strike.
And then a spare, and yes. You can get a pitcher of beer for $2.95.
Yeah, Tom's right.
Way to go, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Up here in Michigan.
Boy, Tom do you is like talking
to,
for me.
Do you like to straddle the fan and... dry your balls before you throw.
No.
A little 7-year itch.
I use it for what you're supposed to. You dry your hands.
Yes.
That'd be a great scene in a movie. Some really hot woman straddles the thing and it 7-year inches up. 7-year itches up, I should say.
And just a bush to all hell.
And have somebody do it. I like to keep it hairy.
To keep it hairy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Woo,
right now, this portion of the
program. Right you are, Tom.
Hey, look, you tell Mark. He's the one that handed me the letters. I have no idea what they're going to say.
Well, don't Mark under the bus.
Don't stop, Mark.
Okay. Oh, this one begins right again. Oh, thank you.
There he is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.